hour of the Kevin Miller Show is brought to you by MinutemanRx.com. American families, American veterans, taking care of Americans, fighting for America.
We always hear that we're a nation of laws, but it turns out we're only a nation of laws when it suits our federal overlords. You know, they like to pick and choose what laws they're going to enforce.
Fighting for Idaho.
Let me go.
Anonymous sources say Bo Bergdahl's captors are eager to make a deal to release him, but they don't know who in the U.S. government has the authority to make that happen.
Fighting for you.
Those of us that are not being held hostage, those of us that are free to say so, should push the envelope just as far as we can to seek peaceful release and quick release of anybody that's being held hostage.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
That's what it's about, my friends.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Thank you all for joining us. Phone number is 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. And I have a few issues to talk with you about today. By the way, huge program today. We've got Senator Fulcher joining us. We've got members of the Idaho Lightfoot Militia joining us. We have Chris Farrell from Judicial Watch joining us. And here's the skinny on just how big this is getting Judicial Watch on. They're the guys that broke the story concerning the IRS colluding with the Department of Justice. And they did it through Freedom of Information Act requests and lawsuits. So if Judicial Watch did not do this, we would have not had the information we had last week on the IRS looking to criminalize people for their political beliefs. That is coming up today at 7 o'clock. That plus other issues of importance, none bigger than what's going on in the state of Nevada. And Mr. Bundy's comments that now everybody is denouncing him. You have people going after our friend Sean, saying, gee, I wonder if Sean Hannity is going to do this. We have the Boise rabble-rouser trying to goad me this morning by saying, oh, Millie, are you still going to back Mr. Bundy? And we'll get to that in a minute. But before we get to that, there is a big article in the paper today concerning, as I like to call them, the Rebel Alliance. And it features a lot of people. In fact, it could have been made up of the cast of the K. Milley Militia of this program. And essentially what it is, it's talking about the internal feud within the Republican Party. And it's got our friend Barry Peterson, the chairman of the state GOP. It's written by Mr. Popke. It's, in addition to that, it features our friend Tea Party Bob, and it talks about Tea Party Bob and his appearance here with us at 580KIDO. And they say, they talk about Tea Party Bob, and actually Mr. Popke gives him a big thing, and I think that Tea Party Bob and Steve Ackerman should get some attention based on all that they've done. I love it, though, but it says, and Ray Amaya can appreciate this, Yotes Precinct Committee Chairman Bob Neugenbauer, who appears on 630 KIDO as Tea Party Bob and publishes the Gem State Patriot, an online newsletter. With 14,000 subscribers, Neugenbauer champions Russ Fulcher, challenging Governor Otter, as well as the most conservative candidates for Lieutenant Governor Jim Chemlik, Secretary of State Lawrence Denny, Attorney General Chris Troupas, and Controller Todd Hatfield. And it goes on and on and on about this. But first of all, and, you know, maybe we should get Mr. Popke on, because I know it's been a while since he's been on this station. But it is 580 KIDO and not 630 KIDO. We always want to make sure that we're an advocate for this platform because no one else is. If you do not defend yourself, then no one will defend you. So if you get a chance, take a look at this. I've been wondering when this article would come out. I'm a little bummed out that we, as the conduit for the Rebel Alliance, in our own humble, self-serving little way, are not mentioned, except that it's 630 KIDO instead of 580, and I don't want to confuse you. So it just an interesting take. But let's get to Cliven Bundy. And by the way, we are asking the question this morning. In our never-ending quest to serve you at 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com, Would you like to see your morning show, this morning show, go to Bundy's Ranch? Let's face it, we've been to Iraq. We've been to Haley. We've been to Mississippi. We've been to Texas. We've been through a lot together. Is it time to go to the West and find out just what's going on here? To find out about Mr. Bundy, to find out if he's legit. Because now all of a sudden you have people denouncing him, and you have the not conservative media, but the liberal media going after him based on these insensitive, unfortunate comments. Let's take a listen. By the way, you're listening to Kevin Miller here at 580 KIDO. Okay. We will get back to our audio files in a minute. I hate it when that happens. See, this is why we should not trust artificial intelligence, dear true believer. When I started this gig 20 years ago producing, I guess this year, 2015 will be 20 years as a talk show host, that we had these things called newspapers. And the great, wonderful thing about newspapers is they never froze. And then we had these things like 8-track tapes. They were called carts. And they never froze. Well, occasionally they would jam, but you just smack them around. So now we're at the mercy, and I do apologize for the inconvenience. We're at the mercy of the computers. We're at the mercy of Skynet. Here, do we have this, Sweet William? Are we ready to go? When in doubt, always blame Sweet William. Let's take a listen.
I'm wondering, are they better off with their young women aborting their children? Are they better off with their young men in prison? And are they better off with the older people on the sidewalks in front of their government-issued homes with a few children on them? Are they better off? Are they happier than they was when they was in the South?
And he's talking about African-Americans here at 580 KIDO. Now, I don't really know the context of this, but we have our own Congressman Labrador distancing himself from these things, Rand Paul as well. Now, at 580 KIDO, it's interesting that, and Mr. Popke, who, again, calls this station 630, not 580 KIDO, that'd be like calling Channel 7 Channel 8, wouldn't it? Anyway, everybody's bailing on this guy, and you have to wonder, and it was a glowing piece by Mr. Popke wrote on Congressman Labrador, what's going on if Mr. Popke approves of what Congressman Labrador is doing? Maybe it's a shrewd move. Here's more of Mr. Bundy at 580-5436. Now, the question is, there's twofold. Is Bundy done? Does this destroy his arguments? And these were not comments made 20 years ago. These were comments made this week. Who in their right mind says these things? Okay? Number one. Number two, is it time that we go in and save Nevada?
I couldn't understand those people very much. I couldn't understand. They was burning their own city down. It wasn't a white man burning. It wasn't a foreign enemy of burning. It was the Negro people burning their own city.
Yep, there you have it. It was those people burning their own city. What does that have to do with the BLM? And here's the unfortunate thing, and Dave Burnett talked a little bit about it earlier, man. You got people, you know, the jabronis, the ne'er-do-wells, the nitwits, saying that all cowboys are racist now. No, they're not. You know, the beauty of this country, except for parts of the Northeast, the Midwest, and the South, oh, gee, I guess that's every part but the West. You don't have the racism out here. Not in Idaho. You know, you have the media that tries to gin it up. No, you go down to Compton. You go down to a place that I love and hold dearly to my heart. We still have listeners that listen every day because, gosh knows, they need great talk radio. Birmingham, Alabama, or Montgomery, or any of these places. And that's real life, or Detroit. That's real life racism, not here in the West. And, you know, here we have a man standing up for himself, and he says these dumb things, these stupid things. And all of a sudden, he's horrible. He's this, that. I had somebody the other day tell me, and you know me, I really don't talk to people outside of the hallowed halls of the broadcast center. And they said, well, you know, race was the number one issue from the beginning of this country. And I go, what? Race is the number one issue at the beginning of this country? How about taxation without representation? How about the idea of give me liberty or give me death? Yeah, was race an issue? Not really. You have the southern states, some of the north, where they traded the slaves and all that. Heck, the Civil War was what, about states' rights and Lincoln threw in the slavery? You had white people, black people dying. You know, and this got me into trouble, and maybe, hopefully, I won't lose my job over this one. But if not, well, it was a good run. I can recall one time where there was this gentleman, he was like the Al Sharpton of Pittsburgh. And, you know, I'm in Pittsburgh, and the guy goes, okay, Kevin, what do you want to say? And I go, hey, man, how about a thank you? How about a thank you for all the people that died in the Civil War? How about all the people that got beaten and died in the Civil Rights Movement that were white? And you see, when I start playing into that argument, it's divisive. Race is a horrific issue, but we do it to ourselves, just like, unfortunately, Mr. Bundy has done it to him. Should Mr. Bundy be ostracized? Should this destroy his cause? See, that's why I think we need to learn the truth. And if I had my way, and if Mrs. Miller would let me, I'd jump on a plane and go down to Nevada and be there Monday. And I guess I'm wrong, because apparently it's not that big of an issue to you, because the phone lines aren't a burning. And, you know, it's kind of like this, as I tell people, no ticky, no punchy. And if I believe in more in something than you, then it doesn't do us any good. But I'm thinking to myself, number one, is Bundy done? And number two, do we need to go down there and figure out what's going on? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Coming up, we'll hear from Sean Hannity about Mr. Bundy. Let's get you to work safely and on.
If the Idahoans want to continue to go down the same road that Idaho is going down, then vote for your incumbent. I personally think it's the definition of insanity.
Must hear radio every morning.
Thank God it's
Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Thank God it's
Friday, 580 KIDO. Good morning. Coming up, we'll hear from Sean Hannity concerning the comments of Cliven Bundy. If you're just waking up, we are asking two questions. Is Bundy done, number one? And number two, do you believe that this is a big enough issue that we should go down there and do the show from Bundyville, from Bunkerville?
I'm wondering, are they better off with their young women aborting their children? Are they better off with their young men in prison? And are they better off with the older people on the sidewalks in front of their government-issued homes with a few children on them? Are they better off? Are they happier than they was when they was in the South?
There you have it. We go to Jim in Middleton at 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. Hello, Jim.
Good morning, Kevin. My wife's listening now, and she prompted me to call you this morning. So here it is. We kind of discussed this last night a little bit. I've often thought similar thoughts that Cliven Bundy did, with this intent that the government has pandered to minorities, to black people in particular, so much that they've actually enslaved them in a way without forcing them into slavery. Now, I don't know if that was Cliven Bundy's intent, but, you know, you mentioned about going down there and what have you. I mean, I would elaborate on that a little bit more and ask, like, you know, what was your exact intent? Because that's just a fact. I mean, if that was his intent, I mean, these politicians.
Jim? Jim is gone. Jim, give us a call back. We go to, well, it's been a while. Sam in Fruitland at 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. Hello, Sam.
K Miller in the morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Man, first of all, that Facebook post you sent me about the Oregon thing, it's so sick I don't even want to talk about it on the air.
Yeah, it's pretty disappointing that is our society. If it is a true article, I don't know the whole details, so.
Yeah, well, what can we do for you, brother?
Hey, man, I was just kind of thinking about this whole Bundy situation. And even though I do not subscribe to his thoughts, Does that make him any less of American? Does that make him lose his rights? Does that make the government now less intrusive? And I say absolutely not. The government's still intrusive. He's still a citizen, and he still has his rights. Just because you have poor thoughts doesn't mean the thought police get to control what we about how we feel about the government now. It doesn't mean that we're not going to go and stand up and say, you know what, you're still in the wrong for taking someone's cows. You know, and that's just ridiculous to think that just because someone believes differently or might even be just absolutely wrong means they're no longer a citizen that is able to keep their rights. And so I think that's kind of the game that one side's going to play against the other. Like, oh, you're going to support a racist. Oh, you're going to support a bigot. It's like, no, I'm supporting someone that has rights, who's a human, who might have said something stupid or believes different than I do. And there's nothing wrong with standing up for someone. And there's lots of people, whether it's someone who's on the left or someone who's on the right or wherever I might stand, I'm going to stand up for someone if I feel like their rights are going to be trampled upon.
Well, what do you make of going down there? What do you think?
Hey, that's up to whoever wants to go down there. If you want to go down there, I'll applaud.
Yeah, that doesn't really sound like a ringing endorsement there, Sam. Whatever about, yeah!
I mean, do you want me to hold your hand and go down there with you? I mean,
No, then I'd have other issues. Sam, keep up the good work.
What's that?
Keep up the good work.
Hey, thanks, Sam. We'll see ya.
All right, Sam in Fruitland, man. Been a while. Been a while for Sam. Back to Jim in Middleton at 580 KIDO.
Hey, Kevin, I went through a dead spot there.
I think that was the NSA, but go ahead.
Anyway, Kevin, I just, if you go down there, I mean, that's a question to ask. And if he said that with malice in his heart, well, does his credibility sink a little bit? Yes, it does. But I don't believe that was in his intent, but I don't know exactly what is in his mind. But that's a good question to ask. And I wouldn't be afraid to argue that to a lot of these politicians that they do, that they're like Muslim cowardly terrorists. They hide behind women and children and minorities for power. And they do nothing to uplift the African-American community or minority communities. They just they use them to gain power and to turn them against folks like us that work hard and pay taxes and so forth. Not that some minorities don't. I'm not implying that. But they're truly not helping these people. And all the minorities, gay people out there and what have you, I have one thing to say to everyone. Number one, I got very bad news for some of you. You are equal to us in every way. All they usually are looking for is special rights and what have you, wanting more than. The 14th Amendment, as you know, Kevin, spells it out that we're all equal and what have you. And I don't think that there's any more time in history that we are all equal in terms of employment, where we want to live, and so forth. Anyway, I don't know anyone that wakes up in the morning, Kevin, and I'm on the right side of things. I'm a conservative guy. But have you ever talked to anyone that said, hey, Kevin, how can we make life hard and tough for minorities today? I don't know anyone that does that or you know. So anyhow, I'm rambling here, but if you go down there, ask that. Is that what was your exact intent when you were saying that, so we can get some clarity?
Jim, thank you for the call.
Okay. Take care, Kevin.
All right, you too. Jim from Middleton, always appreciate it. And hello to Jim's wife. Let's go to Gene and Cuna at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning, Kevin. Pleasure there. I think you should get on a plane and go down there and try to find out exactly what Mr. Bundy was talking about. The folks of color, I fought side by side with some of these guys in Vietnam and different places, and my life was in their hands, and their lives was in mine, and so on. But I've never met a finer bunch of people in my life. I mean, they just want to be treated equal, and which is their right, by golly. And I think you should find out what Mr. Bundy was really implying. I believe myself that he was just implying that the government is trying to, like a previous caller said, you know, enslave my friends without actually saying, hey, you're going to start calling me master now. And that's not right. And it never has been right. We're supposed to be the home of the the free and the brave and all this. It's like, I don't understand what Mr. Bundy was getting at. I'm guessing getting at the point that the government is trying to enslave not only the folks of color, but the white folks as well, Hispanic folks as well. And I think the government's trying to take away so much of our power anymore that before long, we're not going to have any power, Kevin. The government's going to try to get it all as much as they can. And I'm really sad to say it, that this commander-in-chief is writing more laws and signing more laws. And I don't even think law enforcement knows exactly how many laws that they're supposed to actually enforce anymore. It's just gone down the hill real bad. But anyway, Kevin, it's been a pleasure, and folks, we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Gene. We appreciate it. 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Don't tell anybody, but if you're just tuning in, and I need to talk to Mrs. Miller about this, but do you think this is a big enough issue that we go in, to the Bundy Ranch and do the show from there? And if you're new to the program, God bless you. We've been to Iraq. We've been to Texas. We've been to Mississippi. We've been to Haley. We've been on the road. We've been at the Fairfield Inn. We get out. You know, we like to talk about the news, but there's nothing better than going out there. We've been at the Canyon County Animal Shelter. We've been at the Boise Rescue Mission. We've been at Walmart. Is it time to go to Nevada? 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Coming up, more feedback concerning Clive and Bundy's comments from Sean Hannity next at 580 KIDO.
We're here to make a statement. It's a free country. Remember that, government.
This is my right.
I spoke with Clive and Bundy, and he repeatedly called for peace.
They want total unlimited power over the people of the United States.
Our freedoms are on the edge of being taken away from us.
I saw my cousin get tased 3 times. I saw him pull dogs and sick it on a pregnant woman.
Talking about freedom.
Food for your brain. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
I will fight for the right to live in freedom.
Good morning, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. If you're just waking up, we're wondering, is it time to head to Nevada, time to take the show on the road and get find out what's really happening with Clive and Bundy? The comments yesterday, we'll share those with you if you missed it. He's being denounced everywhere, and people say, well, it's the end of the road for him. Well, they don't decide. You decide at 580-5436. We go to D.C. in Meridian at 580-KIDO with Kevin Miller. Hello, D.C.
What, you ain't gone yet?
Well, you know, I gotta get with the peeps. I got to get with you. I got to get approval.
Well, just kidding, kind of. Anyway, I would like to say that... this is, whether inadvertent, serendipitous, karma, or whatever, this is a nice little test case on do we really have free speech or not? Free speech is not selective. It covers offensive speech. It covers things you do not believe in. It is all about the other person's right to believe in what they believe in. And I'm not saying he's right. I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm not even saying he said what he said. According to the InfoWars interview with him yesterday, he never said pick and cotton. That was put in the text. I don't know. I didn't hear the whole actual interview. But I believe Alex, at least in this case. One other thing. People, I hear all the time, people that, you know, they claim to hate racism, but I don't hate anyone. I don't hate racists. I think they're disgusting. Well, I don't care what you call it. If you hate racists, you're a racist. Thanks for using your soapbox, Kevin.
All right, DC, thank you very much for the call. Let's hear what Sean Hannity had to say concerning Mr. Bundy.
Inning, and it remains today that this was an example when you've got, what, in this case, you got a couple of hundred armed agents, sharpshooters, snipers, dogs, stun guns, and then you got another group coming out because they think it's government overreach. It was a prescription for a disaster. Remember Waco, Ruby Ridge, all these other cases. And for what I couldn't understand is all over what? The fact that he didn't pay the government for the grass that his cattle ate. And my attitude was the same as Judge Napolitano's. Put a lien on the property. That's what you do. Get a judgment order, put a lien on the property, lien on the cattle, whatever you got to do. Diffuse this before somebody gets killed. So now you've got a case where Cliven Bundy, in an interview, first broke in the New York Times. It is, his comments are beyond repugnant to me. They are beyond despicable to me. They are beyond ignorant to me. And my level of anger is about, you know, go back and listen to Democrats. Every election year, they want to say Republicans what? Or conservatives what? That conservatives are racist, conservatives hate women, conservatives want old people to die, granny over the cliff. They want the young people, they don't want to, they want young people to fend for themselves. They want to, you know, poison the air, poison the water. So people that, for the right reasons, saw this case as government overreach, now are like branded because of the ignorant, racist, repugnant, despicable comments of Cliven Bundy. This is what he said on a radio show.
The New York Times today, which this morning published a story about you in which they were quoting from a statement you made, I guess to a, might have been an impromptu press conference. And now the theme across the internet is Cliven Bundy is a racist because he thinks blacks were better off under slavery. Do you want to clarify those remarks?
Yes. And, you know, if what I said, I'm wondering. And you know, I know Glenn Beck, he has something on the internet or news, and he uses the word, I'm wondering. And when they come to me, I said, that's exactly what I said. I said, I'm wondering if they're better off under government subsidy and their young women are having abortions and their young men are in jail and their older women and their children are sitting out on the cement porch without nothing to do. You know, I'm wondering, are they happier now under this government?
Just turn it off. I don't even want to hear it anymore.
There you have it from
it's
our
obnoxious.
Own, thank you. From our own Sean Hannity. Kevin Miller with you here. So a couple things we're talking about. Number one, does this impact your thoughts on the war over the West between the BLM, the Bundy Ranch, and America, and whether or not it's time to head down to the Bundy Ranch? Because we get a bunch of people to call in. We're going. 580-5436. We go to Garrett in San Hollow at 580-KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. Hello, Garrett.
Good morning, Kevin. You know, you got to go where the news is. This is an opportunity. I'm not the pencil pusher. Just got to figure out the cost-benefit analysis of this, but I say go because that's where the news is. Also, I think your good buddy Sean Hannity really overreacted on this deal. I mean, these are two separate issues. He just sounded like a liberal shill as far as I'm concerned. I think that if anybody can honestly, so this is the same thing as when Harry Reid went up there and said that there's absolutely no, remember that comment he made that those are all fake, all these Obamacare horror stories are all fake and all this kind of stuff. So I called his office and talked to one of his senior aides or something, and they were saying that the context of that, and I believe this was the context, was that one specific commercial. And so we got to look at the context of what Bundy was saying, and for Hannity to do that and everybody to be jumping on this bandwagon that now we shouldn't support this old boy and he is a racist, and we can't support any kind of racist. That's not the context of his comments. And so the challenge for you, I think, going down there is going to be to get an interview with this old boy and to keep him on topic. You know what I'm saying? To find out what he actually meant.
Well, we
know what he meant. His
right.
comments, it's just a soundbite. They just cut that soundbite out and then slap him down, and that's not journalism, and that's what Sean's doing.
Well, and look, Garrett, between you and me, Sean's doing what he can to protect his empire because he has a lot of credibility with this guy. When the Washington Post writes, is Sean Hannity going to still protect or to promote Cliven Bundy? You know, Sean has to answer to a lot of people, and I think that's part of why he went over the top there.
Look, I do too.
Yeah, and he's a businessman. Look, we love Sean. We love Glenn, Dave. They're businessmen in addition to being talk show hosts. And
yeah,
they're
absolutely.
Right, and they're smart. They have to protect themselves. But, you know, look, what he said, you're right. I'd like to hear the whole thing, number one. And number two, one issue has nothing to do with another, except if you're trying to smear someone.
Yep. Yeah, he's a polarizing figure, Bundy is, and people, they take these things and say they're the same when really they're completely separate. So I say go down there. That's where the news is happening right now, especially if you can get an interview with that old boy.
Well, I've talked to those folks, so if we have enough people like you that say we're going, we're going. So thank you, Garrett.
Yep, I'll listen to you whether you're down there or not.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome, Kevin. All
right, take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Our friend Garrett in San Hollow. By the way, if you'd like to support our program, no, we're not asking for donations for this possible trip to Nevada, but we are asking you to go to the Statesman site, the Best of the Treasure Valley, Section 13, and vote for yours truly, Kevin Miller, 580KIDO, is the Treasure Valley's best radio personality. This sends a message to our advertisers, to our management, to the listeners, that this show, despite all the criticism, despite all the people that want to tear us down, is one of the most listened to in the Treasure Valley. Let's go to Violet with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, Violet.
Oh, hi. I was listening to your discussion on the Cliven Bundy case.
Yes.
I was going to say Cliven Miller, but I guess that's not right. I wanted to say a former journalist told me that, this is a quote, journalism is getting paid for lying. So I guess I would say, what did your boss think of the, you're reporting the truth if you go down there? That would be my big question. And I wanted to mention that Will Grigg, who lives in this area, he apparently went down. He's a non-white. That really doesn't have anything to do with this discussion, really. But since it does, he's a non-white. And he said in context, these were not racist statements. And he has a quote by Walter Williams in this piece that he published yesterday, for progressives, thought crime is worse than mass murder. Would you care if I quote the Walter Williams quote?
Sure.
The welfare state has done to black Americans what slavery could not have done, the harshest Jim Crows and racism could not have done, namely break up the black family. And that's what he said that Cliven Bundy was trying to say in kind of his rancher way. And also Alex Jones was mentioned, and he had Cliven Bundy on there giving the context for these statements. And I remember the late Ralph Smead saying different times, he said it more than once, that if you're losing an argument, you throw in, people throw in the race card. And these people are losing the argument. I haven't heard the local media at all mentioned Harry Reid was pictured in March helping break ground for a solar project 35 miles from the Bundy Ranch. And his former senior advisor is head of the BLM. And he reportedly has been giving expensive gifts of jewelry to his supporters from his granddaughter's jewelry store. And, I mean, I think people are missing the story here, the real story. It's really corrupt, it sounds to me like.
Violet, thank you for listening, and thank you for the call.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Coming up, more of your calls next. Do we go to Nevada, 580-5436? Let's get you to work safe.
On Hannity, weekday afternoons at 3 on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
With Kevin Miller at 580-KIDO, wondering, should we go to Nevada? We go to John in Meridian at 580-KIDO. Good morning, John.
Kevin.
Hey, John.
Yeah, I definitely think you should go down to Nevada. The one thing, you know, that seems to be lost in a lot of conversations like this, and some good points have been made, is the truth. I don't, you know, Cliven Bundy was just speaking from his heart when he was comparing, you know, where the blacks were in terms of their own welfare, you know, under slavery as to now. I mean, they had it tough then, but at least, you know, they worked. They had their self-respect. Their families were intact. And now under being taken care of by Uncle Sam or the government, they're, you know, they've lost their dignity. And, you know, he was just trying to make that point, and somehow it becomes, to make that point, it becomes racist. And I agree totally with what DC said, that, you know, if he can't say what he really feels, what's in his heart,
then we've lost freedom of speech.
John, great call. Thank you for that. Quickly to traffic at 580KIDO. Larry, quickly to Cindy at 580KIDO. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning. You best be packing your bag.
That's what I like to hear.
I think you should go. I knew that this was going to happen. They do it every time. And I'm a little upset with Sean, and I understand he's a businessman, but I'm a businesswoman, and I don't hesitate to stand up for the truth. And the guy before me, he's right. What gets lost is the truth every single time, and it's time that we stood up and said, uh-uh.
Cindy, thank you, and we'll do our very best to get to the truth. Tom, we'll get back to you. More of your thoughts coming up. Chris Farrell, Judicial Watch, Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Serving.